And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome back. That's right. I'm the Cajun man from the Bayou Land, along with me and the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. And welcome back. Wow, we got some great guests up, and I know you have, I think, Mr. George Butler will be coming up, and you're going to be introducing him. But any announcements, Rita? What's going on?
Well, we are getting lots of inventors asking us questions after the shows, which is wonderful. It's kind of the intention of all of this is to help them get to the next step. So I wanted to announce today that we will sign a non-disclosure, non-compete for an inventor that wants to tell us about their idea. All they've got to do is get in touch. We can put them in touch with the Inventor Roundtable meeting so they can ask questions, which is wonderful. There are tools and guides on the Inventor Lady website. All they've got to do is go. And if you are a starting inventor and you want to get that first step in, go to SearchQuest and get your search done. And one of the things that we didn't talk about with Monica was that a good search has got to include the U.S. Patent Office, the international search, and a product search. So it's really important to use a resource that gives you all of those. And Monica and George have been to the National Hardware Show with us, and George is going again this year. So with that, I want to introduce George Butler. He is, George, can we actually say you're an ex-rocket scientist? Because it is amazing how good you guys are at inventing stuff. But, you know, after spending 35 years as a rocket scientist for big companies like Rockwell International and McDonnell Douglas, George now invents things for the home, things for our pets. And so, wow. George, we are so glad to have you on board with us today. And tell us a little bit about, I know you've done lots of different inventions and you hold lots of patents or your names are on these patents, but tell us which one is going to be the one that you want to debut first at the National Hardware Show this year.
Well, I have two really good ideas, and they both really are shoulder to shoulder as far as I think very marketable, very helpful, usable, and fun and good to go. And that would be, first thing would be my flag bracket. We call the Easy Flag, which allows anybody to put a flag up 10 feet without having to use a ladder. Ladders are not safe, all right? So this allows you to install a flag, you know, rotate it up, and then back down again when you're done. Very easy, very safely. That's my first product. The second product is a better way to hook up your dog to his collar or her collar, whichever. Instead of the D-ring and a snap hook, which is what is commonly used right now, we call it the Q-leash, and it's a special leash that now I can just with one hand reach down, hook it onto the pet's collar, and it can be a dog, it can be a cat, it can be a horse. It hooks on, it's very strong, it's very easy to do, and to take it off is even easier. You grab it, you twist it counterclockwise, and it comes right off. And that's the whole idea. It's glove-friendly, okay? For all our friends that live in Minnesota, and it's cold out. You don't want to have to take your gloves off to put this snap hook on. Now, the Q-leash has solved that problem. So there you go. Those are my two ideas that I'm looking forward to showing at the hardware show.
Well, let me ask you this, George. I mean, how do you make sure, because obviously, you know, being an aerospace mechanical engineer, you got all these great ideas because you, you know, you're an inventor. You come up with things, and that's what the space program does. They come up with things that nobody else has, so that's what you're trying to do. But
right.
How do you make sure there's a need for your product, though, not just the idea?
Sure. With the Q-leash, I didn't want to assume I knew it all and it would be a good idea. So we took this leash to about 7 or 8 different dog parks. And just with a clipboard, I went and I interviewed a number of people, showed them the leash, let them try it out, and I got their opinions. Wrote down their opinions, and I took some rather good information that was very positive. And that's what we got from that. A lot of positive, you know, input from people with pets. The second one with the flag bracket, I had older people, younger people. I had my 8-year-old granddaughter put a flag up and down, up at 10 feet. That kind of says it all. whether people like it or not, I think they should like it. It's a little more expensive than your regular flag bracket, but it does solve the problem of putting a flag up, you know, without having to use a ladder.
So initially, you did basically some of your own type of market research.
Correct.
And so what would you tell an inventor if they said, all right, George, what this is going to cost me some money. What is the first thing I should spend money on?
Well, first of all, to have the excitement of an idea that you think is really good, that it starts with that. Don't think that you're the only person in the world that has come up with that idea, okay? Because you would be amazed at how many times this is a big world, and it's you know, connected with the Internet, and now you have the ability to reach out and to do your own survey as to, is it out there already? And that's the first thing you want to do. And once you're convinced that your item is unique and no one else has patented it or marketed it or built it or anything like that, then go forward. But do your homework. Do all that first to convince yourself that you're ready to go with this.
Yeah, I have a George, it's Mike. I have a thing. You just got to ask two questions, need versus want.
Sure.
Is there a need, and will people want it? If you can answer them questions, I think the rest will fall in line. What do you think?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Need versus
You might think it's a good idea, but the rest of the population might think it's so-so.
And maybe
it's not that marketable.
And George, it's also timing, because how many times you see a product that was introduced 20 years ago, maybe the timing is off. The consumer was not going to accept it. And then you see it 15 years later, it's a hit. It just depends.
And so it's a hit. It's all how you
timing.
Market it. Yes.
Well, we got to go. We're out of time, my friend. George, give us that website. How can we learn more about you?
My website?
Yes, sir.
Well, I've got a LLC, and I had a website. But, yeah.
That's okay, George. Send them to Inventor Lady, because all George's products are listed on InventorLady.com. There you go.
InventorLady.com.
Rita will take care of it. Thank you for your time today, and thanks for your interest. I hope I was helpful in some way or another, okay?
Oh, you are. All right, we got to go. Rita, thank you so much. Rita Crompton, the InventorLady, InventorLady.com. You can check out George Butler. I am the Cajun contractor, Michael King. Check out HometalkUSA.com. We're going to have another guest, another topic, right here. On the Just Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. All right, Rita, tell them goodbye.
All righty, sir. Talk to you later.
All right.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.